Kumlan and Abla Kavara, we are in the Pei Aleph Amir Aleph, and we are about 10 lines from the top of the page, Afrab Oishir. Basically, we had a question that was asked, that what about Rami Bachami wanted to know? What about the Koyan, who actually brings up the carbon? There's Tuhumas HaTahayim, a Tuhumah that no one knew about. Is he also tired for that or not? So we brought a Rabchia, where Rabchia said that the law of Tumat Haim is limited only to a mace, and not to what? So we assume not to if somebody touches a sheretz. And then we ask, are we talking about the owner, the Yisroel, or are we talking about the Koyen? If we're talking about the Yisroel, right, and we're talking about the Koran Pesach, so if you hold that he couldn't participate in the Koran Pesach, even though that night he could eat, but since he cannot participate now, he's not a member, so therefore the Tumas HaTohim makes sense. Remove the sheretz. That's what he is saying, that you would think that Tumas HaTohim should remove the sheretz. He comes to tell you that he doesn't. But if you hold that he cannot participate, that he could participate in the Koran Pesach, then if a regular Tumah can allow him to participate, how can Tumas HaTohim not allow him to participate? So therefore, must be talking about the Koyim. That's what he wanted to prove, at least according to that mandomer. So the Rabbi Yosi comes along and says, no, maybe it's coming to exclude the Tumah of Ziva, and telling you that Tumah of Ziva, Tumas HaTohim, if you're Tumah, you know, the 7-day Ziva, Tumas HaTohim does not take away that Tumah. So the Gemara, what do you mean? But Rabbi Yosi clearly says that if somebody was Tumah, let's say a Zav, and they have to wait a whole clean day. You know, if you saw 1 or 2 days, you have to wait a whole clean day, and you didn't say anything during that day, and then you shecht the Koran Pesach, and afterwards you found out that you were a Tameh, the din is that your participation in the Koran Pesach does work. So we see that, we consider that Tumas HaTohim, because at the time no one knew you'd become Tameh or not. So and you see that it's actually effective. What do you tell me Tumas HaTohim is not affected by Azov? Says, Gemara, you misunderstood Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds that when it comes to Zav, and let's say the day that's supposed to be clean, 4 o'clock in the afternoon she starts seeing, 4 o'clock in the afternoon starts a new sighting. It's not retrospective, it's a new sighting. So 3 o'clock she taka was tired, and that's why the Koran Pesach is good. Nothing to do with the Tumas HaTohim and the Tzitz taking care of it. And therefore we go back to our original point, it must be talking about, Rabbi is talking about a Koyen. At least according to the opinion that says that he could participate in the Koran Pesach, it must be talking about a Koyen. Then we ask the question, but Rabbi Yosi says that if, let's say, she saw 4 o'clock in the afternoon that day, then everything she touched during the morning also becomes tummy. Doesn't that show it's retrospective? It's not from now on. So we answer, that's Madurabonim. So now we're up to there. But Af Rab Aishia, also Rab Aishia, Sover holds Metame, Liv Mafreya, Madurabonim. Now this retrospective tum is only Madurabonim. I'll prove it to you. From a conversation that they had, Rabbi Aishia said, Avul Zov. What about a Zov, a male person who had 3 emissions and then you have to wait 7 clean days? Shiro b'shviya shaloi. On the 7th day, clean all the time. In the 7th day, in the afternoon, you saw? So you said, Eshalafanov. Start all over again. On the Rabbi Yechmichna says, no. You don't have to start all over again. Lo yista elo yoimbay. The only day you have to start again is that day. You only have to worry about that particular day. You have to take another clean day, but you don't worry about the past. So the Gemara said, we don't understand Rabbi Yechanan. Monashech. What does he hold? Ikas of he holds l'mafreyo metame. If he holds that, what, it breaks completely, undermines whatever you did, if you're starting it from scratch, then why only 1 day counting? You got to recount 7 clean days. I feel cool in this, then all 7 days you have to recount. And ikas of he holds metame, l'abo metame. But if he holds that it's only from now and onwards, so therefore, so why are you breaking this day? Whatever you did in the morning should be all right. So why don't Rabbi Yechon? If you hold that there was clean, it's a new start, a fresh start, and now you have to start counting again. So, but anything you did before 4 o'clock should be toyer. Ela Emo. So therefore, we amend the words of Rabbi Yechon and say lo yistor lo yomer. That you start again, you don't undermine not the past, not even the morning. Rabbi Yosi said to him, Rabbi Yosi koy kavosach. Rabbi Yosi holds just like you. That's a fresh start from now on. But what do you mean, we just learned Rabbi Yosi says it is retrospective. Anything she touched that day is Tameh. Well, how can Rabbi Yosi tell Rabbi Yechanan, who says it's a fresh start, and they start from right now, and that day is not undermined, that you, Rabbi Yosi, are saying the same thing? No, you're not. Unless whatever Rabbi Yosi says she touched that day becomes tummy retrospectively is only midrabbanan, and he's saying hatoyda. Your Rabbi is exactly the same. Rabbi is only matami mishkan moishlam afreid is retrospective. Allah shramin matami afreid midrabbanan shramin. It's only midrabbanan. So basically, Rabbi is talking about from now on comes tummy, but not before. So it has nothing to do with tzitz, nothing to do with tumas atahim, and therefore when Abchiyah comes to negate only to exclude only tummy mess and nothing else, he's talking about tummy sheretz, and he must be talking about by a kohen. So therefore, we think that a kohen, the tumas atahim also, the tzitz removes it. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosi, however, hashtag he holds that it's your Rabbi Yosi who holds mikam labom etame lemeis bavad. According to according to Rabbi Yosi, that it's only from now on. If according only from now on, so the question nifshet menei bavad lemuti mai. What does he hold that is coming to exclude? So in other words, there's no tumas atahim at all by ziva. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's no tumas atahim at all by ziva. So what's it coming to exclude? So he said, my nifshe b'nei, at least according to Rabbi Yosi, let us say, must be talking about a koyin and vahut like tumas atahim. According to Rabbi Yosi, definitely, we can prove Rabbi Chiya, what he was negating was talking about the koyin, and we're talking about the sheretz of tumas atahim. So we have a good proof at least. We say le'olam bebailim u'bepesach. No, Rabbi Yosi can hold. It's talking about the owner, and it's talking about Pesach, and it's talking about sheretz. A sheretz, according to one opinion, he could participate. So how can if he knew for sure it's tummy can participate? How if he's a suffix to him, he should not be able to participate? No, because Rabbi Yosi holds ein shechtin v'zorkin out to me sheretz. He holds that you cannot participate. But we would have thought a tumas atahim is only a suffering. Maybe a tumas sheretz can, and that's what he's saying he can't. So that, therefore, there's no. We haven't really resolved Rami Bar Chomet question, at least according to Rabbi Yosi, we have come this way. And therefore, But on the other hand, for everybody, according to Chomet, we haven't really resolved Rabbi Bachama's question. As Rabbi Yosef said, who said it coming to negate Tumas Sheretz? It might be coming to negate Tumas Taim of Ziva. With Rabbanu say by Azov that, you know, normally Tumas is Tame, and it's a Tumas Taim because we don't know whether you become Tame or not at the time, and it's retrospective, but at the time we don't know, and we would have thought that Tumas Taim should be all right, and that's what it's coming to say, that the Tzitz does not take care of that. So we have no proof whatsoever about a Kohen. But now the one has to answer questions. According to WAC, every time you see, we say it's from now on. So how do you, in order to become a Zov, you have to see three consecutive times, or a Zov three times as well. Now, a Zov even three times in one day, a Zov three different days. Every time you see, it's a brand new start. Let's say you see 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that means in the morning till 2 o'clock, you were tired. So according to Rabbi Yosi, how do you ever have the cumulative 3 days to pronounce someone to be a Zov? How does that work? How can you have three days that you are tummy when you say that in the morning, let's say you see 9 o'clock in the morning, but from 6 in the morning till 9 you were tired. So therefore it's a new start. How do you have 3 days? And the Gemara is only one way possible, b'shifas, did not stop seeing from the moment you started seeing, and for the next 3 days continued seeing all the time. So therefore that's the only way possible. Or Iboy is saying again, you saw Sunday night during twilight. Twilight, part of it is day, part of it is night. So if you saw Sunday night, and we're going to say that the beginning of the next day doesn't start from the morning, it starts from the night. So you saw twilight, Sunday night, and Monday night. So Sunday night is Sunday, and so the last few minutes of Sunday you saw, that's one day, and you saw the first few minutes of Monday, because you saw twilight, so that's already 2 days, and then you saw again Ben HaShemoshes of Monday night into Tuesday, again, end of Monday and Tuesday. So you have your 3 days there. So right at the very beginning of the day, you saw. And that's how you do that. Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef has a question. Okay, we spoke about the Korban Pesach. What about a Koyin Hamaratze Betamid? What about a Korban Tamid? A whole year. And so the one who holds a Tumid Chuyi Betzibur. What happens over here? Do we need to look for? I mean, if it could get tumah hutra b'tzivah, I'm talking about. We're talking about tumah chui b'tzivah, which means you always try to mitigate the tumah. Should you look for a toydig a coin or not? Because of a tumah satayim or not? And let's say we're talking about now, according to, let's say if we assume the question that we said before regarding Tumas HaTohim allows the person, even knowingly, we'll have later an opinion that Tumas HaTohim, even if you knew that you were the Tumas, but it's only Tumas HaTohim, you chatzil allowed to go ahead and do everything, all your activities. What about a Kohen who had Tumas HaTohim? Do we have to go look for another Kohen who's tired? Or do we say that Tumas HaTohim is totally suspended, as if he's tired, and he can go ahead and proceed and do his Avodah? Kohen HaMelatz of Tumid. Hutr loy Tumas HaTohim aloy. Is he permitted to work with Tumas HaTohim? He's aware that he touched something, we'll see later, that no one in the world knew that it was there, and therefore it's suspended, and he can go ahead or not. In Tim Tzolem, if you're going to say, on the question we had before, that Kohen HaMelatz of Tumid is saying that a Kohen as well is included in Tumas HaTohim, if you're going to resolve the question when it comes to an individual, the question we had with Rami, that a Kohen, who's working on the Kohen Pesach, if he had a Tumas HaTohim, he's all right. Then what about Kohen HaMelatz of a Tumid Mai? What's the thing about Kohen who's working on a Kohen Tumid, the communal Kohen? Do we say, Ki Gmidi Tumas HaTohim, maybe this halacha of Tumas HaTohim, that a tzitz removes it, is only limited to Pesach, but b'tamid le gmidi, not when it comes to a carbon tamid. Ideally, yalif tamid Pesach, or maybe you compare a tamid to a Pesach, and if it works here, it works there. Amar Rabbi says, Rabbi, kavu chaymen, I'll make it a simple kavu chaymen. Uma b'mokim, in a place, shaloi hutra loi tumu yedua, in a place, if you're an individual, by carbon Pesach, not Kali Sala, if you're an individual carbon Pesach, and you're tamid, you cannot bring the Kohen Pesach, you got to go Kohen Pesach Sheni. If you're a Nazir and you become Tameh, you cancel your Nazir, you start all over again. Yet, Hutr Loi Tumas HaTohim, yet if it's a Safik Tumah, we allow you. So, Mokam Shehutr Loi Tumah, you do, when it comes to a Karban Tzibur, even the Kohenim are all Tameh, you can bring the Karban Tamid. Ain't it in, surely, Shehutr Loi Tumas HaTohim, surely we should permit for the Kohen and the Karban Tamid or Tumas HaTohim. If he's aware of the Tumas HaTohim, he can still continue. Amri, so they answer back. The rule is, even though logically it makes sense, if it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, then we only can use that halacha where it was said, and we cannot learn a kavachimer from there. So this is what they told Rabba. But Tanya could learn the brayso. Omelet Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Akiva. Rabbi Lezer to Akiva. Etzem kisa oida. If you find a bone the size of a barley, the thing is, if you touch a bone the size of a barley, you lift it, you become tamei. But a bone the size of a barley sits in that room, and even though it shares a common roof with other things, they don't become tamei. It doesn't have the capacity to transfer tumor from itself to something else. The bone of a barley cannot do that. So Akiva etzem kisoida, the bone the size of barley, halocha revi is dam kavuchem, and so what do you call it? Rabbi Akiva wanted to say that no. Rabbi Akiva wanted to say that we should be able to. The question is a revius of blood, a certain amount of blood. A nazir does not cancel his naziris if he touches it or he lifts a revius of blood. Says Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand. A revius of blood is far stricter than a bone the size of a barley. The bone the size of barley, there's no din of oil. If it's sitting in a room, it does not transfer the tumah to anything else. But a revius of blood, if you walk in, you become tummy. So we can say, that if... if a nazir touches a bone the size of a barley, he cancels the naziris. So surely the din should be that a revius of blood, if a nazir touches it, he should be, what do you call it? He should have to cancel the naziris. And if he just touches or lifts it. And Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi Akiva, no. This din, that a nazir touches a bone the size of a barley, is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So, and you want to use a logic to prove from that a revius of blood surely should cancel the naziris. You cannot use logic to glean from halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But Tanya lo debraisa, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Akiva, Elazar said to Rabbi Akiva, etzem kisoida, this whole idea of a bone the size of a barley, halacha. Revi is dam kavachimer. You want to learn a revi is dam from a logical kavachimer. The ain done in kavachimer malacha. You don't know kavachimer malacha. So we go back to Rabbim. He says he cannot make this rule that a koyim by a carbon tamid for learning from a yisrael by a carbon pesach. Elamar of Rabbim or a koyim carbon pesach. Elamar of Rabbim. Yal if you learn out moya doim pesach. It says about carbon tamid moya in his time. and it says by Korban Pesach in its time, and therefore it says by Korban Pesach, Tumas HaTaim is removed, so too, if you hold by a Kohen who Shechts is removed, so too a Kohen in Korban Tamid. Says the Gemara, Tumas HaTaim Gufa Hechiksiva, where do you know the whole concept of Tumas HaTaim? This conversation of Tumas HaTaim was written, took place before the previous conversation where we said it's Halacha Moshe Masinai. So first we thought it's some based on some pasuk. So we asked the question, this Tumas HaTaim that by Nazir is permitted and to make a Pesach, where is it written? Says the Gemara, Amar Rablazer says, Amakra, there's a pasuk. It says, V'chiyamus meis olav, if somebody dies, olav on him. That means, M'mechuver is olav. You have to know definitely that this person is dead, and therefore you are tamei. Only then do you have tamei. Tumas HaTaim, you're not. Ashkechan, so what do we find from the Nazir? It talks about a Nazir. And it says, V'chiyamus meis olav pesapisim. So we're talking about a Nazir, and when does a Nazir lose his Naziris? Only if he's aware of this mace. Oh, love that he's aware of it, not Tumas HaTaim. So they said, fine, that's on Nazir. Oyseh Pesach, what are Korban Pesach? So Rav Yechin, following the same theme, Amakra says in the Pasuk by Korban Pesach that if a person finds himself Tamei LeNefesh Derech L'Chayke, and it says, says the Pasuk, B'derech L'Chayke Lachem, that you're aware. So B'mochveres Lachem, whatever it is, the problem is, you're aware of clear 100% that you became Tamei or far away and so on. We use the word lechem going on both Tamil Nefesh and Derech L'Chayke. Hashem Elokish says, no, I just learned from Derech L'Chayke, Derech, a road. What's a road? A road is visible to everybody. Ma Derech Begoli, a road is visible to everybody. Av Tumah Nami Begoli, it has to be a Tumah that is visible to everybody. Meis will ask you a question, Eze Hu Tumas HaTohim, what's the definition of Tumas HaTohim? Kol Shaloi Hike Bo Echad B'Seifa Olam. Nobody in the world is aware of it. Hike Bo Echad B'Seifa Olam. If there's one person in the world that knows about this dead body there, ain't that Tumas HaTaim. Now you can ask a simple question. Somebody had to bury him, so somebody in the world must know. So we're going to learn. It's talking about like you found a guy under an avalanche, under a pile of rubble. Could very well be nobody knows. It just happened by itself. But if there's one person in the world is aware of it, it's no longer considered Tumas HaTaim. So this is a question on everybody. Is Rabbi Lezer Dama B'mechveres Olav Adi Yedehu? Rabbi Lezer says that you have to know that the only person that has to know is the person himself that becomes Tamei. Here it's clearly if any person in the world knows. And Rabbi Yechon who says Dama Lachem B'mechveres Lachem, that two people have to know in plural again Adi Yedehu, but train two. But we learned the Braisa, even one person. It has to be exposed like a road that everybody is aware of, and according to the Braisa, one person in the world is enough to render it no longer a Tumas HaTaim. El Tumas HaTaim Hilchas HaGemirlo. Halacha Moshe Masinai Bekras Machte Baalma. The pesukim you're bringing is merely just a reliance. It's not really the source. Omer Mar Rav Ashi, Mar the son of Ashi said, Lo Yishonu. He says as follows, that when do we say that tzitz removes the Tumas HaTaim by a Nozir and by a Korban Pesach? Elo, according to him, Shenoy Deloy La'achas Rikla. You weren't aware at the time of sprinkling. Afterwards, you found out that you were Tamei. And if you found out that you were Tumas HaTaim, it's all right. The Chi is Dadig Dam, because at the time when you sprinkle the blood, Shapit is Dadig, he had every right to, because he had no idea. But according to Mabar Ashi, I will know you the Lord, even Tumas HaTaim, if you already knew that you became Tamei before you sprinkle the blood, you should not have proceeded. It doesn't, remember, the Tzitz takes care of the animal is Tamei, or the blood is Tamei or something, but the Tzitz does not take care of the person who is Tamei. So if you knew, even though it's Tumas HaTaim, if you were aware of it, you should not have proceeded. That's Marbar Rav Ashi's version. Meisha, you ask a question, and it says in the Braisa, Moitzei Meis, if he found a corpse, Mushkev lying, L'rochvei shel derech, you walk by a road, and afterwards you found out there was a dead body there, and if a dead body was lying across the entire width of the road, which means when you traverse the road, you definitely cross over this dead body. Tomei. Then the truma, if it's for truma, tummy. Not like you truma until you go to mikveh and everything else. And wait till night. L'nozir v'oyse pesach, but when it comes to a nozir, it comes to pesach toir. Why are you toir? Because at the time you had no idea. It's a tumas atahim. And tumas atahim, you are toir. The chol, nah. What's the question? Because the word we use is toir. Toir means that, and therefore you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. But according to Ma'abed Al-Ash, you already did it. What do you mean toir? You did it already. It's irrelevant if you're Torah now. What you should say is that retrospective, everything you did is good. By saying Torah, v'chol tomei v'torei lahabahu, it sounds like that you that even though you know that you're a tomei, but if it was a tumah that nobody knew about, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. In other words, go ahead and sprinkle. Elitmar Hachitmar. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said the other way around. Loi Tema. Don't think Noidulay La'achazika, that the whole idea of Tumas Rahim is if after you sprinkle the blood, you found out who the Meratza. Avon Noidulay Lifne Zika, but if you were aware before the Zika, Loi Meratza. Elafilu Noidulay Lifne Zika Meratza. Even if you knew before you sprinkle the blood that you became Tame. But if the Tumas was a Tumas Atahim, a Tumas that nobody was aware of, at the time when you became Tame, even though now you know you're Tame, it sits, it removes it, go ahead and continue with the Karban Pesach. So now we're talking about the Braisa. Well, let's analyze the Braisa. Gufa, let's analyze the Braisa. Hamoitzi meis muskulei rosh hadar, you found a corpse lined across the width of the road. Lit truma, if it comes to matters of truma, Tame, you are Tame. L'nazir, when it comes to Nazir, v'oise pesach, tar. You consider tar and go ahead and sprinkle the blood. Now we make a few conditions. When do we say that, you know, that the chumra by truma she'ein loy makam lava, there was no way possible for you to walk over without, to walk that road without crossing over that body. Nobody takes up the entire width of the road. Since you weren't aware, it's called tumas atayim, but no one knew it was there. So Allah Mashinai, go ahead. Avol Yesh Mokum Lava. Let's say he didn't take up the whole width of the road. Let's say it took up 70% of the width of the road. So it's not 100% that you actually crossed over the body. Then Afla Truma Tor. Then even for Truma, you are Tor. Bamed Voramuri. Or why? Because it's a Suffolk Tumma Beshusa Rabim and a Suffolk Tumma in a public place. We are lenient. So forget about the tits or anything else. We are lenient. Bamed Voramuri. When do we say? Again. Shem, that if you took up the entire width of the road, you're definitely Tomei, Shemotze, Shalom, the body is totally intact. So definitely covered every inch of that width of the road. Avol Meshuber Umeferet, but if the body was broken up into parts and there were gaps between parts, which means it's quite possible you walked right between the gaps, you don't even know for sure that you crossed over the body, then again, Tomei for the same reason. Shema Bein HaProkim Avar, maybe you walk between the parts. However, if Ubekever, if however, it was inside a grave, that the body was, it's a proper dug grave or whatever it is, and therefore it's all together combined in one place. In other words, if it was in a box or something, then afilu mishuber umeferek tummy. Then even if it's broken up, your tummy. Why is that? Because vipnesha kever mitzarfei, because the kever brings them all together, it makes it like one. So even the gaps in between, the tumor spreads everywhere. You don't have to stand on top of the dead body to become tummy. If you're standing on top of the kever, any part of it, any section of it, you become tummy. But Medvar Muri, do we say that you are Tahir only by Mahalach Meraglov? When do we say that you are Tahir if you're walking by foot? So let's say if it was broken up, maybe you walk through the gaps. Avoton, let's say you were carrying a big bag on top of your shoulders, which means you weren't walking in a straight line. Oyrochovo, you were riding on top of something, Tame. Why? The Fisher Mahalach Meraglov, because when you're walking by foot, Efshashaliga, it's possible, there is a possibility, there's a valid suffering that maybe you didn't touch anything. The Loyel, you didn't cover it. Avol Ton, but if you're carrying things, Oyrochov, or you're riding, E Efshe, it is impossible, Shaliga, Veloyel, it's impossible that you didn't, you know, touch it or were an oil over it, because you're not walking in a straight line or because you're much wider. And if you definitely covered, you touched or covered the body. But Medrash Rambam is just talking about Tumas HaTohim. This is all talking about Tumas HaTohim. Avom, the Tumah Yiduam. So when do we say that the Nazir and the Pesach are right with Tumas HaTohim? But you Tumah Yiduam. But let's say if it's a Tumah that people knew that the body was there, then you are definitely Tumah. You're definitely Tame, right? Because you walked over it and it wasn't a case of Tumas HaTohim. Then he says, and he definitely walked over it because the dead body, you know, spread throughout the entire width of the road. Then you're Tame. It's only Tumas HaTohim that nobody knew about. Now he's defining. The Eze, Tumas HaTohim. What's Tumas HaTohim? Kol Shalahiki Ba'echad B'Safar. Nobody knew about it. Abel Hiki Ba'echad B'Safar. There's one guy in the world knew about it. Anywhere living in the world, ain't that Tumas HaTohim. It's not called Tumas HaTohim. How do we know if somebody knows or doesn't know? So this is how it works. Motza, you found the body tomun hidden, betevin inside straw, or covered by sand, or it's covered by pebbles. Then it's possible, had it too much time, it's possible that nobody put him there, that maybe he just fell on top of him, and therefore we'll assume that nobody knew about it. That's called too much time. But Mayim, if let's say we found him inside water, or ba'afela, or you found him somewhere in the darkness, been a kiki hasloim, or you found him, let's say, between your clefts of rocks, then ain't it tumas HaTohim, because surely somebody would have noticed. This that we say, that Tumas HaTohim is effective, this we had before, is only for Tumas Meis. And not for what? So if we learn it's not for Sheretz, and we're talking about for a Kohen, we try to say that a Kohen, the Kohen definitely, Tumas Sheretz by a Kohen, but a Kohen Shechtin the Kohen Pesach for Tumas Meis, Tumas Meis also Mutter. Or we're talking about Tumas Sheretz, and we're talking about, Yisrael. If you hold that he cannot participate, you would have thought that Tumas HaTohim should be able to come to tell you he can't. And that's what we're talking about. Or Rabbi Yezid is talking about Tumas Ziva. Mishnah. What about Nitma Sholim? If the tire, okay, getting back to the carbon, the entire animal became tummy. I mean, you're really careless. Oy Ruboy, the majority of the animal became tummy, carbon Pesach, after Yeshua, you're careless. Sorifin Oyse Lifnei Abir, then we make you burn it right in the base of Megdash next to the Mizbeach, using Atzei Meracha firewood from the Mizbeach, but do it there in a public display. And the Gemara will explain to shame you for being so reckless. And Nitma Meyutah, but let's say only part of the carbon became tummy, so that we say, you know, it's possible, it's not necessarily your fault. Or Hanoisid, with a little bit left over. Surfi Noisid, you burn it. Here, you have a choice. You could burn it Bechatzer, they say, and you're back in your own house, in your courtyard, no one else has to know, Yerushalayim. Oy al gag saying on their roofs, but then ma'atze atzmon, use your own firewood, don't use the base of Migdash. And the idea is that we don't want to shame you, embarrass you, these things happen. What about Hatzikonin? What about the stingy people? The stingy people are surfing oysay lifnei habida. The stingy people, they don't want to use their own firewood, so they will take up the option of going back to the base of Migdash and burning it right in front of Mizbeach. They don't care. As long as Bishvi Lohonis, Matzmon, they'll save themselves some money from using their own firewood, they can use the firewood from the Mizbeach. First of all, my time, why do we say if it's behold the whole Karm Pesach is tummy? We want you to do it right in front of the Beis HaMikdash. To shame them. Nitma Muot, only part of the animal can tummy. You do it at home with your own firewood. I mean, that's a question we learned. Let's say we had this before. Somebody left, we had it a few times. If somebody left Yerushalayim, Veniska suddenly remembered, Sheyesh b'yodev sarkoidesh, suddenly he remembered that he was, and he has with him a carbon, and he went outside Yerushalayim, which he shouldn't have. The im of that seifim, if he passed through the area that you can see, either to name a place, or the area that you can see in the place, Yerushalayim and everything else, or the Beis HaMikdash, that's the last point. Then Sofer b'mekayma, once you pass that point, we're not going to trouble you to go all the way back. Burn it wherever it is. But v'imlav, let's say you didn't pass that point. Chazer, you go back to the Shalayim, and the Sofer, where do you burn it? Lifnei habira, right in front of the bira, ma'atzei meracha, the wood from meracha. So what are you telling me that, you know, that if that even a small part you can do in the backyard or in the house, says here, it seems it's here, but you have a little carbon that you got to bring it back to the bira and do it there. And use the firewood from the Mizbeach. Amr Avchama says, Avchama, and remember, we're talking about the size of a kazayis. We had it in the Gemara before. What size? We're talking about the size of a kazayis. So it's even a small part you got to bring back before the Mizbech. Amr Avchama, good kasha. So the first answer to Avchama is not a question. Kan ba'aksanoi, if a guy is just a guest, doesn't live in Yerushalayim, he doesn't really have his own wood, and therefore he can go back to Mizbech and use the firewood, the generosity of the Beis HaMikdash, use their firewood. But if you live in Yerushalayim, use your own wood. Bring it to your house and use your own wood. That's answer number one. That Papa says, I'm talking about tourists, people, you know, foreigners. Once you already traveled a bit and then suddenly you realize you have some leftovers, so we make you, or you took it out, we make you go back. Well, of course, make you go back. But then we're going to say, look, if we're not going to trouble you to go and buy firewood or find firewood, we'll do you a favor and come to the Mizbeach and take some of our wood. If you didn't yet start your trip, then go buy the firewood, fetch your own firewood. Razvid says, no, like Rav Chama answered, the difference is whether you're a tourist or balabais. But afagav, when it comes to a tourist, afagav the leherzig, when it comes to a tourist or a foreigner, even though he did not start traveling, we're going to say to him, you don't have to bother getting your own firewood. Papa said, then you have to bother getting your own firewood. We're going to say, you don't have to bother getting your own firewood. You can use the Mizbech. Aksanoi, given the Leslay, since he doesn't really have any firewood, he's not a local, doesn't have anything stored, has nothing here, then Asu'u Kaitzakonin, we'll treat him like one of these stingy people. The Tanan Hatzakonin, the stingy people, have the option of surfing Oisa Lifnei Abir. Everyone has that option to burn it by the Mizbech, Bishvil Lehonus Ma'atzei Merocha, to benefit from the wood of the Mizbech. So we will be nice, and we will say to a person who doesn't live here, if you want, you can take up this option, use our firewood. We don't care whether you started traveling, didn't start traveling. But a balabayis, use your own firewood. So now, when we learned, bowl the sofer, they want to go burn it, they want to go burn it in their own courtyards. They want to burn in their own courtyards, but they want to use the wood from the mizbeach. Ain't shaming land. We do not allow them. You are not allowed to take it to your own backyard, the wood from the firewood from the mizbeach. But lifne habira. On the other hand, if they want to do it in front of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mehera Machlek is a bira, is the entire Beis HaMikdash, so there's a section of the Beis HaMikdash called bira. Machlek HaBira from the Shlokish. Ume'atzei atzman, but they want to bring their own firewood. Ain't shoyim them, we don't let them. Now that's hard to understand. The guy is being nice, wants to bring his own firewood, he wants to spare the Beis HaMikdash, whatever those wood, those logs, why would we prevent him? Bishleim me'atzei merocha, we understand why you cannot bring from the wood in Mizbeach to their own courtyards. Ain't shoyim them, we don't listen to them. It makes sense. Dilma, perhaps, Faishin Menayu, they might take extra wood. They don't need all that wood. So they're going to have in their house firewood that belongs to the Mizbech, and they're going to use it for their own self, the leftover wood, and that's Mila stealing. But also, but they call it. They're only granted wood to burn them as compensa and nothing else. So if they have any spare firewood left over, they have to bring it back. If they don't, they use it themselves, then Mila. Okay, I understand. So therefore, we don't want you to get into that situation. If you're going to bring your Korban Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash and you're going to burn it there, and you're being generous enough, ask me on wood, my time alone, why not? Says Rabbi Yosef, we don't want to have this disparity that some people bring their own firewood, some people use, and then the people who use the Mizbech will be embarrassed, as if to say we cannot afford to bring our own firewood. No, one roof fits everyone. Rava says the reason is Mipnei Hachshad. People are going to, because what are you going to do with your, let's say if I bring my own firewood and I have some left over. Of course I'll take it back home with me. But people don't know which firewood you, is it your own, was it Mizbech? It'll look like your own and people will suspect you of taking from the Beis HaMikdash to your house. And we don't want you, we have to behave above board. Everybody should see that we're doing the right thing. My benayu, ikav benayu. The difference is the Isaac koni v'chayuisa. The difference between Rava and Rabbi Yosef is what about if you brought it reeds or you brought the chayuisa dry branches from a palm tree? There, it's not definitely. Everyone knows it's not from the Beis HaMikdash. It must be your own. There's no chshad anymore. So if you could, you should be able to bring that and then take it back home. But according to Rabbi Yosef, it makes no difference. It's still you're insulting or you're embarrassing those who cannot afford it. The lechazi lemarocha. They're totally unsuitable for the mizbech. Also, we learned over there, let's finish right to the Mishnah. We learned over there a similar machlek between Rav and Rav Yosef. Reish ha-maimid. The Maimodis, we're going to learn with Sakhatainas with the Yisraelim who stood by every carbon. They represented, you have the Koyanim, the Levim, Koyanim do Shachting, the Levim singing. And then you have the Yisraelim by Maimon. He said, all these psukim, we have a Mishnah in the Tainas, all the psukim that they have to say. So they represented all the Yisraelim. So the Gemara says the head of this Ma'amad is Hayamaimid as a tamein Rashar Mizuch. What about those Koinim with Tame? What did they do with the Koinim with Tame? Supposed to work that day in the Beis HaMikdash. They lined them up by the Eastern Gate. My time up. Why would you line them up? All that, you know, they can't walk in the Beis HaMikdash, but you don't want them to stay home. Stand there by the gate. Why? To shame them in public so that they should have been more careful. You know, today's a day. Once in 24 weeks, you have a job. And you couldn't make sure that you won't become tummy. So therefore, to embarrass them. And Rava says, if they're going to stay home, people are going to suspect that they can't be bothered to work in the Beis HaMikdash, and then people are going to disparage them, or malign them, or worse. So therefore, we place them there to show everyone the reason why they're not working is not because they're lazy, it's because, or they have another job that's more exciting, it's because they can't, because they're tummy. Says the Gemara, my benayu, the difference is, Ike benayu, the difference would be, what about Mefanki? What about people who are very fastidious, who never lift a finger, they don't do any work at all, because whatever it is, they're that type of a person, very delicate, they don't work at all. So therefore, there's no chshad that they don't work. Everyone knows that they don't work. It's not like they're staying away from there because they want to work. They don't work. So then, according to Rav, they don't have to line up. But according to Yeshua, they still have to line up to shame them. Or Inami, another possibility, let's say, the Kagodul Shishura. What he does is, he makes ropes. That's what he does for a living. He makes ropes, which is a very, low-skilled job. Gets paid very little, below minimum wage. And therefore, nobody can be suspected. Nobody didn't come to Beis Hamikdash because he loves his job of tying rope. He would never have done that. So there's no chashad here, but they still want to line him up according to Rabbi Yosef to shame him that he wasn't more careful that he shouldn't become tamei. Okay, we'll stop over here.